that song was fairly new when it turned up in the movie Independence Day, and it was just sort of in the background and the radio, and the whole audience laughed. Oh, that's pretty funny.
Now it is, though.
Yeah, right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good, man. How you doing?
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
We have some great stuff on the show today.
Oh, yeah? Well,
man woke up at the wrong house.
Oh, cool.
Now, we've done this before a lot, where you woke up at the wrong house because you were drunk or high.
Right.
This is sober.
Ah, really?
A man did it 100% sober.
Really? So
we're going to take those calls in the 5 o'clock hour. You woke up at the wrong house sober.
You were sober.
The whole time.
I don't think anyone will be able to call.
Oh, of course they will.
This one man you found is the only example in history.
And I'll give you... No, you're wrong. I'll give you the example next. I'll tell you why next.
Okay.
But it happens. All right. I mean, the exact same way that it happens that I twice got into the wrong car for an Uber.
Sure, yeah. That's true. I was buying weed when I got into the wrong car one time, but I wasn't high yet because I hadn't got my weed yet.
Positive Ukraine story?
Yeah, good.
Kat Corbett?
Yeah! Woo! Kitty!
Joining us.
Nice.
Very excited about that.
Love her to pieces.
We have tickets for Disneyland.
Sweet.
A family four-pack of one-day, one-park Disneyland resort tickets. We have tickets to see the Kings play the San Jose Sharks tomorrow night.
Nice.
And we have People Are Dumb.
People are so dumb.
Coming up at 3:50 on 95.5 KLOS.
People be dumb.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We don't have time right now to take calls on this topic, but we will in the 5 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
A man, of course, listen, was he in Miami? Yes. Was he in Florida? Yes. Yes, he was.
Wow, Florida. Wow.
But he got a rude awakening when a homeowner woke him up.
Okay.
And said, what are you doing in my house?
Oh, dear.
Here's the guy telling the story.
Paul Drexler made an honest mistake after spending the night in what he thought was his Airbnb, and turned out it wasn't.
So I had accidentally got the address wrong. Going from the Airbnb app into the Google Maps and the Uber, the address became the house right next door.
Paul had just gotten into Miami to officiate a friend's wedding. After a long day of traveling, he got to what he thought was his unlocked room around 2 a.m., even following the instructions his Airbnb host left behind.
In the bedroom, the bed was made and ready to go, and there were two clean folded towels on the bed waiting for me.
Right. I don't think I like the words ready to go.
So the bed's ready to go, right. And there are two towels on the bed,
right.
Which is what the instructions were from the Airbnb guy.
Sure, so this guy just happens to do the same sort of thing with his own house. And left his place unlocked?
It was unlocked.
Why
it sounded like it was a back room, like
Who
a separate
cares?
Room. I don't
what
know,
are you
dude.
Doing,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Paul fell asleep and woke up the next morning to a very confused homeowner.
The next morning, I get woken up by like a knock on the door. I was surprised the guy knocked on his own door. He goes, hey, can I help you? Like, this is my house.
Can I help you?
Can I help you?
Thank you for making yourself comfortable.
This is my house. What do you think happened? Why would he knock on his own door?
Right, we must have looked in a little bit.
Do you think he opened it?
Yeah, that's my
guess. The guy was sleeping, needed to wake him up.
Probably wanted to see just how wasted or insane
or
he
crazy
was.
He was.
So he's like staying his distance and like, hey.
Hey, you're
and
in
I'm
there.
Like sleeping. I'm like, no, this is an Airbnb that I rent.
What is it?
No, this is my house.
Yeah.
I could have been woken up by a very angry homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad things could have happened.
Mm-hmm. The homeowner showed him out, and Paul found his actual Airbnb next door.
Well, I guess I can totally easily see that happen.
He was off by a number.
Yeah, yeah.
And just slept in the wrong house.
Yeah,
and
nothing
by the
happened.
Way, the fact that a guy didn't come in with a gun.
Right?
Or,
what are you doing?
Yeah, any number of things could have gone wrong.
Yeah, totally.
But for him, it didn't.
Yeah.
So, good on him.
Maybe that wasn't the case for other people. We should talk to them. When do you want to do that? Sometime after 5?
In the 5 o'clock hour, you woke up at the wrong house, but it's not because you were drunk or high. We have to leave those stories
I don't know,
out.
Man. I really think this may be the only dude in history.
I know you think that, but you're wrong. We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the San Jose Sharks and be part of their St. Paddy's Day celebration tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets are available at lakings.com/tickets. Or if you want to go, be caller 13 and we'll start playing a game.
Nice.
For you to win these tickets, 4 tickets for tomorrow night's game.
And if you get anything wrong, we slap shot you upside the head.
We don't. No. Punch him in the face.
Yay!
Yeah, that's okay in hockey as well.
Yeah, right.
So 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. If you want to get 4 tickets to see the LA Kings tomorrow night, call now. guys have no idea what it's like to listen to Sluggo do the quack.
Can't stop.
For every guitar sound, and on this radio station...
There's a couple.
There are a lot of guitar sounds.
I'm a duck, man. I'm a duck at heart.
Yeah, well, stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay,
we have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the San Jose Sharks in their St. Patty's celebration tomorrow night. KLOS, who is this?
This is Nate.
All right, I'm going to give you two words, and one of them is an NHL penalty, the other I just made up.
All right.
All right.
And if you get any of these wrong, you do get, what is it, slapped upside the head, punched in the nose?
Punched in the face.
Cool. All right, Nate, so we'll be meeting you up later if you mess up.
Here are your two words, diving and jumping. Diving and jumping.
Which one of those is real?
Jumping.
Is not real.
Oh, Nate, we need your address. We'll be stopping by later this afternoon.
Sorry.
That wouldn't be the first time.
Sorry, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Tristan. Yes.
All right, I'm going to give you two words. One is an actual penalty in the NHL. The other is not.
The other is a plastic item of unknown origin.
What was the first one?
We haven't said it yet.
hockey penalty.
Sluggo's just giving you a hard time. All right, here are the two words.
Okay.
Eye gouging, eye covering.
Which of those is a real NHL penalty?
I would think eye covering.
Is not a penalty.
Oh, that's something on your eyeballs.
Eye gouging.
Sorry, buddy.
Is a penalty.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Richard.
Richard, are you ready for real penalty, fake penalty?
Hey, I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, you might actually win by default because the first two dudes have blown it.
I am going to give you two words. One of them is a penalty in the NHL. Pushing, roughing. Pushing or roughing?
Let's go with roughing.
Roughing is a penalty,
ding,
yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Hold on, Richard, don't go away.
It'd be so much better if we had a ding instead of you saying
Like
it.
Like sound effects? What a weird concept.
Instead of you going ding, ding, ding.
I don't know if that can be arranged. We don't have that kind of budget.
Who's this?
This is Nick.
Nick, are you ready for real penalty, fake penalty?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you two things. One of them is a penalty. The other I made up. Here they are. Stealing the stick, holding the stick.
Both sound fun.
Holding the stick is a penalty.
Holding stick is a penalty,
damn
yes.
Straight, Nick.
Nicely done, Nick.
You are on it, man. Don't go away. We're going to put your name in a giant cauldron, and a witch might pull it out.
Just it's me.
And is that?
Yes.
What happened to the witch?
Witch is gone. Okay. KLOS, hello. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ted.
Ted.
Newport Beach.
All right, I'm going to give you two words.
Ted
is so dirty. One of our favorite songs. All right, I'm going to give you two things. One is an NHL penalty. The other I made up.
Got it.
All right, spinning the player around, interference.
Spinning the player around is made up.
Made up, so that's the one you do not believe is an NHL penalty?
That's correct. Interference is a penalty.
Well done, Ted!
Yeah.
I mean, you said it backwards, but okay.
Yeah, you're trying to confuse us. That's very nice. All right, we're going to reach into the cauldron and see who actually wins. Oh, your skin is bubbling because it's so hot, Kevin. Yeah, are you okay?
Doesn't bother me.
Huh?
Doesn't bother me at all.
You got that spell on then.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, who wins?
Nick is our winner.
Hey, Nick, you're the one going to the damn game.
All right, heck yeah.
Well done. You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the San Jose Sharks and be part of their St. Patty's celebration tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Do you have three friends?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay, excellent. Everybody else can go get tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you are going for free, and have fun.
Thank you.
Rest in peace.
Love that song.
So good. Rest in peace is what that's called. Dorothy is who it is, a band that put themselves together here in Los Angeles not that long ago. And Dorothy Martin, the vocalist there, she's been releasing some of her own stuff unplugged of late. You can find her at It's Dorothy Sucka on Twitter.
We have a family four-pack of one-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets to discover the magic at the happiest place on Earth. You can go to Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival now through April 26. I think you're going to have to restart that song. Explore a galaxy far, far away at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, or assemble the crew at the Avengers Campus.
Yeah, you want to go? Be caller 13.
818-955-KLOS.
Oh, look at that. You made it with plenty of time.
Caller 13.
You can sit down on a couch right now and have a beer.
Call me. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, hello, who's this?
Hi, hello. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, you're very excited.
Oh, yes, Kathy. I am. Oh, guess what? You're the wrong caller.
Oh,
you lose.
I'm so sorry. No, we're just kidding. You're actually caller 13, so you do win.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I can't believe you don't care at all.
Oh, no, not for that. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's been trying for Disneyland.
That's true. That is a fact.
You got a family four-pack of one-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Woo. I'm really amazed she just didn't care at all. I mean, you know, people just don't.
You would like them to be happy.
Yes.
At least happy.
At least a little happy.
If not excited. We try to get to People Are Dumb. Listen.
Yeah, you know, 350, 354, 730 at night.
350-ish.
Yeah.
We do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
All right, this is a play-along version, so I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Halfway through.
You can ask a dumb person about dumb people?
Now, I understand that most dumb stories come out of Florida, but this one also comes out of Florida. Okay.
For a change.
There was a guy who bought meth at a bar.
Sure, okay.
In Florida. He's very used to meth. He knows exactly what it feels like.
Okay.
He's an experienced drug
user.
He's
not a noob. He's a meth.
So he goes home and he takes the meth, and it doesn't feel right.
Okay.
So he starts to wonder, I wonder if it's cut with something, or I wonder if it's not even meth.
Right, maybe it's just baby powder.
Or, you know, bath salts or other substitute.
Like stripping off all your clothes and eating everyone you meet, then it's probably bath salts.
So once he became worried that it was not meth, what did he do?
Oh, what did he do?
Well, what was his
we're
next
talking
move?
Dumb people. Yes. And one of my favorite things is when they do occasionally call the police to complain that they've been given sold... You know, something that isn't the narcotic they were expecting. So did he call the police to complain?
He called 911 to have the meth tested.
To have it tested?
Yes. Yes.
Even better.
The police showed up.
Yeah.
The guy gave them two small baggies and said, here, would you please test this?
Would you please test this?
They both contain white crystal-like substance, and they handed them over to the deputy. So the deputy took the meth, and he tested it. And the guy said it was because, quote... He didn't want other people to purchase fake meth from the person who sold it to him.
Oh, see, that's actually nice. I approve.
He, again, quote, wanted deputies to put the person in trouble for selling dangerous drugs.
Florida.
Right.
Florida.
So the deputy said, all right, well, who sold it to you? And the guy goes, I have no idea.
Go find him.
That's your part. You're the police. How am I supposed to know who I bought it from?
Wow.
As requested, the deputy performed a field test on a sample of the white crystal-like substance.
Yeah.
From each of the baggies.
Yeah.
And it turns out they were both meth.
Ah. Because I was thinking, if they weren't, would they just let him go? Because he's just wasting their time.
That's a great question.
But if you didn't have meth,
drugs.
I thought I bought meth. Can you really arrest someone with intent that way?
Oh, but he did have it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so he was charged with possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. And that's People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Something just occurred to me while we were babbling there. The new pronunciation for the state, Florida. 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 What do you think? Let's get a hold of the president of Florida and see if he approves.
I don't hate it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're going to talk to Kat Corbett next, one of our friends.
I love Kat. She's the best.
Used to work for a long time at the other place.
Yep.
Is not any longer. Nope. Is happy.
How? What do you know? She walked out. She's like, bye.
And we're going to talk about Roommates from Hell
roommates
as well.
Roommates from Hell.
Coming up this hour. But first, some positive Ukraine news. I try to find a story a day.
Nice.
That is positive. There's a man in England who helped 19 Ukrainian refugees by driving all the way to Ukraine, the border. And then bringing 15 women and 4 kids back.
Wow, that is a caravan.
His name is Adam Hale Sutton. He delivered aid to the Polish-Ukrainian border and then collected the refugees with the intention of bringing them to the UK. So they drive all the way back, and he's in contact with the UK, and he's saying, hey, I've got 19 people here that need to be let in
refugees
to the UK. Right.
Because Putin's stomping all over wherever he pleases, doing what he wants.
And this guy ran into problem after problem after problem with the UK.
Yeah.
because you can't just let anybody in, and they needed visas, and they couldn't get the right visa, and it was the wrong day, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So Mr. Hale Sutton was a part of a team that took the truck and three minibuses, and he rerouted them to Ireland.
Okay.
Ireland said, hey, we'll take them.
Nice. Right on Ireland.
So they took them to Ireland.
Love
and
it.
Then the UK government.
Oh, hold on a second. Now we're looking bad.
Has now launched a Homes for Ukraine website for people wanting to register to host a refugee.
Good.
So now you can actually register with the government and set it up so that you can host a refugee in England.
Well, we know someone in England. Bean, let's call him. Let's see if he'll do it.
I don't know he's up for hosting anyone.
He'll get them to be making him breakfast and stuff.
He is a guy who...
he loves company.
When his... When his wife would invite me over, I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
He would uninvite me. He would come in and say, hey.
I know she invited you.
Did my wife contact you? Yeah.
We're not, say that.
That party? Yeah, we're not doing that. So, and he didn't mean anything mean by it.
No.
He just doesn't like visitors.
Right. So
doesn't matter who it is.
Maybe you're a refugee or six. Let's just set it up for him.
That would be awesome. So Adam Hale,
hello, we're here.
There's 27 of us outside your door. So Adam Hale Sutton is the man's name, and he changed the UK and how they are handling refugees.
That is awesome,
single-handedly.
Very cool.
Isn't that great?
That is amazing.
And you don't think you can change a government,
right? No, that's
But the guy got in a van and drove and brought people back and couldn't get them in and changed a government.
He's like, look, what's going on here? This is the right thing to do.
Yes.
Let's make it happen.
And the government said, you know what, you're right.
Right. Wow.
That happens.
Wow. Wait, a government for the people, by the people, etc.
That happened once. Least this happened. It's one time. So congratulations to Adam Hale Sutton.
Yes, well done, sir.
Well done.
You know, I'm thinking maybe we should start making that our good news from Ukraine's theme.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, because D's like, yeah, go ahead and use my song. You got to be thinking the Russians are going, what is this music they're playing at? It's real loud.
I do not hate it.
Leave us alone.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's.
We're just here to invade you.
Rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we have a friend.
Yes.
On the phone. Hey, Kat Corbett.
I've always wanted to come out of Twister's sister. This is huge.
It's your chance.
You broke them originally on Locals Only, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was like last year.
Yeah, brand new band. Oh, out of Orange County. Hi, Kat.
I miss you guys.
We miss you.
Miss you, too.
Yeah, so, what have you been up to? I saw something very interesting that you're talking about these days. Something about a very bad roommate.
You know what? I just am fascinated by true crime, like, you know, why people do such awful things. Kind of like Kevin, like, why does Kevin wear Crocs?
How dare you? Because it's effing sexy, that's why.
He's wearing them right now, and I can't confirm.
Because it's sexy. It's dead sexy.
Yeah, that part's slipping through.
You know that, Kat.
I know. So I just, you know, the true crime era of documentaries is really stepping up, and you know, there's some really great podcasts out there about true crime, but it's always a one-way street, like me yelling at the podcaster, and they can't hear me.
Right.
You know, so I was like, I want to do this thing where I'm able to talk to people, my people who are into this, and discuss, like, you know, phone in and talk about these brand new docs, which are coming out. There's tons of them, and they're actually really, really well produced.
And you having spent a lot of time in prison for murder, know quite a bit of it.
Tell us about the specific
one. The technicality.
tell us the specific one about roommates from hell.
Yeah, we're gonna ask people for their roommates from hell story in a few minutes here on KLOS.
So last week I had on the director and producer of Worst Roommate Ever, which is a series on Netflix that Dominique Hoffman directed. And this is a Blumhouse production. They're well known
Excellent.
For horror.
Yeah, nice.
But they also did The Jinx with Robert Durst. So
right.
You know, but they did this whole series, Worst Roommate Ever. And, you know, I thought I had some bad roommates after watching this.
Like, really?
That was cheek.
Like, well, give us an example. Like, the one of the worst. Not the worst.
Well,
save that for
the
Netflix.
The killer grandma about, you know, bringing in boarders and then burying them in the backyard.
Wow.
Social security.
Wow. That's like the opposite of arsenic and old lace.
Hold up. That was an ongoing thing where grandma was killing boarders and then burying them and taking their social security?
in Sacramento for years.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Wow. That's a show I can watch.
I'm proud of Mama, Grandma. That's awesome. Nana's doing good work. Wow. You just don't.
And then there's another one where this guy, he's basically like, he's like a cancer. Like, he moves in and then he takes over the apartment to the point where people are, the people that used to, that were living there get so freaked out and they can't get rid of him. So he ends up like squatting in these places.
Wow.
Over and over again.
Wow.
And he does the same thing every place he moves.
Every single
crazy
time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So it's Roommates from Hell in this particular. Where can we find all of your stuff, though, on your social media? Where's the best place to find you, Kat?
I'm on Twitter at Kat Corby. You can find me there. And then the links to my show. And the Netflix show, Worst Roommate Ever, is available to watch.
Nice. Nice. We should start taking calls from people. You had a terrible roommate. We want to hear about
Roommates
it.
From Hell.
Yeah. Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Your worst roommate.
Kat, it's so good to talk to you again. We miss you.
Same here. I miss you guys.
Come hang out down here.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm in.
All right. Right
good
on.
Good to talk to you about murder. Here's a Roommate from Hell story.
Talk to me, freaky.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I asked my roommate to take the trash out as I've been gone for a week and a half. Then she proceeded to pick through the trash and only throw out things that she had thrown into the trash.
Oh, wow. You suck. You suck.
That's awesome.
Wow.
You had a roommate from hell?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, this is Rayanne.
Hi, Rayanne. Do you have a roommate from hell story?
Oh, yes. I set a suitcase, a very expensive suitcase, in the garage. And I noticed one day they were using it as a door stopper. And I turned it over and it had a bunch of, very obviously kids' scribbles. And they denied it was their kids that did it.
Because, you had gone back in time and done it as a child yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
They also would constantly pee on the seat and deny peeing on the seat. And I'm like, well, I didn't pee.
I wasn't doing acrobatics.
I'm pretty sure I know that I didn't.
One of my roommates had bright red hair.
Hey!
Dyed his hair red.
I had that forever. Yeah?
What? Hello? It scared her off.
Yeah. She's like, I'm out.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so you guys still talking about the worst roommates nonsense?
Yep, roommates from hell.
I had a roommate about 10 years ago before weed was legal. These guys operated a mobile dispensary, so we drove the weed to your house.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys, I did HVAC at the time, so I pretty much took care of all the plants, made sure everything was all nice and cold. These guys eventually, $10,000 a month for electrical, they're getting a little pissed about it. So they go, hey, they're like, hey, you do electrical too? I said, yeah. They go, hey, well, we want you to bypass. And I'm going, no, definitely not. So me and this sucker ended up getting into it.
Language, little lady.
Oh, jeez. So me and this guy got into it really bad, like in the next week or two. And then I ended up starting to move out. The day that I was moving out, he goes, let's fight, let's roll. So me and this guy beat the holy hell out of each other for a solid, 3 minutes. And
that's a fun roommate. I bet you had some nice weed, though.
It's cool, yeah.
Right on, man.
Get it all day.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. We're talking about roommates from hell.
Yes, I've had several, especially when you find them on Craigslist.
Really?
I mean, isn't that... Don't...
Yeah, that's kind of become just a, oh, no.
I mean, don't you know that when you go to Craigslist?
Maybe this was a while ago, before you knew?
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I had two of them. One of them, she was an actress, or wanted to be an actress.
Oh.
And she decided that her acting classes were more of a priority than paying rent.
Sure. No, that makes sense. She'll pay you back when she's
totally
a superstar.
Logical.
Yeah.
Just to say, she's not acting right now at all. She's working
right.
Uber or Uber Eats or something.
Anyway. Right.
Yeah, I had an agent at one time myself, and you've seen me at my credits on a lot of movies.
Oh, you've done good work. Slugger was on Unsolved Mysteries.
How dare you, sir?
Sorry, what?
So the really bad one, she actually had a girlfriend in New York, and so the time changed. So whenever they would communicate, it would be 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
And she would just scream. Oh. They had screaming fights.
Oh, they're fighting.
Oh, no.
That's not even fun.
It was so Yeah, it was so bad. People from the other building, a whole different building, across the courtyard.
Wow.
Her door.
Wow.
Because she was out.
Wow.
That is awful.
Wow. I mean, if they were at least getting along, it might have been, well, I suppose it wouldn't be interesting.
No.
No, no, no. Roommates from hell.
818-955-KLOS. KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes, we're talking about roommates from hell.
Laureates of verbiage and language.
We'll take it.
I went to UC Riverside to study English and read the dictionary.
Right.
Who reads dictionaries?
My roommate, we had to stay in a dorm, right?
Mm-hmm.
My roommate said, get this. This is my shelf, and the guns are on it.
Oh, guns. The guns. Wow. Okay.
He had guns.
I mean, I feel like he wins that argument.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going well, thank you. We're talking about roommates from hell.
Well, I tell you what, I am the roommate from hell.
Okay, because what do you do?
This was years ago, and if the people that I've roomed with, if they were listening to your show, they would definitely be calling in. But a young lady and her boyfriend let me rent a room downstairs, and I was drinking a lot back in the day, and would come in at like 2 or 3 in the morning, whatever, and cook things, whatever. And one night I cooked some bacon, and I didn't open the plastic up, and I put it in the oven. And it caught fire.
Oh.
I passed out.
Oh.
That was one story.
Wow.
But the kick out story is I went to a wedding and drank a bunch of red champagne.
Mm.
We were out. This is a 3-story apartment building. And I went to the third. For some reason, I went to their bathroom upstairs. And I turned the shower on. And a rag clogged up the drain.
Right.
And I was nude. I passed out in the living room, completely nude, laying on the floor. And they came home hours later, and water was like a Three Stooges movie.
Oh, no.
Water had dripped down from upstairs through the chandelier. All the cups on the lap, the chandelier were full of water. And I went all the way down to my room in the basement and ruined the ceiling and stuff, and they ended up kicking me out.
Wow. Damn, dude. Thanks. Thank you for calling. I actually did.
I like a guy that tells on himself.
Yeah, kind of some of the same stuff, actually. Filling up a water bed on the third floor, and the hose popped out and flooded the next two apartments.
You weren't paying attention to it?
Nope.
Excellent.
And almost burned the house down with a deep fryer one time.
Excellent.
Really drunk and high, and forgot that I had started some curly fries and went in there and is all smoking and about to catch.
If anybody's house or apartment needs to catch on fire, Sluggo is available to be your roommate.
That was a long time ago.
I'm not sure.
I'm drinking now.
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, exactly.
There are way too many roommates from hell.
Yeah.
We've been taking calls this hour on that. You have one?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Roommates from hell?
Roommate from hell. Got it. She was a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
I had to sleep with a knife next to my bed. She came in my room, tried to, kept telling me, I'm the chosen one. I'm the chosen one.
Oh, no.
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the chosen one.
Yeah, I'm the chosen one, and tried to grab my face and poke my eyes out of my head.
What the hell?
Then she spit on me. Then we had the other roommate come out, and she spits on him, and he's like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, wow. My God.
How'd you get it out of the house? And I say it, as in...
We had to call the cops, but they kept her in the house, and I'm like, get her the hell out of here.
Sure.
I'm not kidding. I will beat her up, okay? Somebody better get her out of here.
Wow, but she's the chosen one. Come
I'm
on.
The
You're
one.
So fortunate.
Yeah,
baby.
You're classic, man.
Okay,
hello, KLOS.
What happened?
That was close. KLOS. Ooh, KLOS. Hello.
Yes.
Hey, baby, you got a roommate from heck story or what?
I am the roommate from
Woohoo!
All right.
No, I'm not.
You had one, though?
Yes, I sure did.
All right, what was it?
Well, he was from quite the affluent family, too.
Mm-hmm.
My roommate had moved her brother in when she went back with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And when he moved out, he had a walk-in closet full of Panties!
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 Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, some of them, but there were many mystery panties.
Sure. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Do you still have them? Sluggo wants them.
I'll buy them from you. The whole lot.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a fact.
Now, we've done this before where we talk to people who are drunk.
Yeah.
This time we're going to talk to sober people. We're going to try.
It's KLOS, dude.
I know. We're going to try to talk to sober people.
All right.
That woke up in the wrong house.
Oh, woke up in the wrong house, even.
That were sober when they went to sleep.
Right.
And when they woke up. So we're not looking for, I was high, I was so high, I was so drunk.
All these people turning their phones off. Well, right. I don't need to call.
So there's a guy who was going to be an official at a wedding. He was going to officiant at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And he booked an Airbnb and showed up at the wrong house and fell asleep. Listen to this story.
Paul Drexler made an honest mistake after spending the night in what he thought was his Airbnb, and turned out it wasn't.
I had accidentally got the address wrong, going from the Airbnb app into the Google Maps and the Uber.
It's surprising that doesn't happen more often, honestly.
Agreed.
Yeah.
The address became the house right next door.
Paul had just gotten into Miami to officiate a friend's wedding. After a long day of traveling, he got to what he thought was his unlocked room around 2 a.m.
So it was in Florida, huh?
Yeah.
Even following the instructions his Airbnb host left behind.
In the bedroom, the bed was made and ready to go, and there were two clean folded towels on the bed waiting for me.
So he had asked for that, or they had said they were going to do that?
That's the way they'll set it up.
Right, and then the owner,
so that's what he expected.
Just happened to do it as well.
Happened to do the same thing. Yep.
Paul fell asleep and woke up the next morning to a very confused homeowner.
The next morning, I get woken up by like a knock on the door. I was surprised the guy knocked on his own door. And he goes, hey, can I help you? Like, this is my house. And I'm like sleeping. I'm like, no, this is an Airbnb that I rented.
Is it like Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
Sort of is, yeah.
No, this is my house. I could have been woken up by a very angry homeowner. Really bad things could have happened.
Yeah. The homeowner showed him out, and Paul found his actual Airbnb next door.
Ooh, yeah.
So without alcohol or being high in any way, no drug, anything.
Yeah. Just
you
wandered
woke
into
up
the wrong
in
place.
The wrong house.
Hmm.
Not just wandered into. I think we need to you slept there.
Right. Okay.
You went to sleep there.
Right. Wow. You had a night.
Now it might be because you were staying up studying in college and you were exhausted. There
sure.
could be a million things. Working too many hours at work.
Yeah.
But you ended up in the wrong house and it wasn't because you were drunk or high.
You were this thing called sober. It's S-O-B. R-E?
No, E-R.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with it, really.
It's a Tool song. Look up Tool. And you'll enjoy that.
Jimmy Page here, and you're rocking on Southern California's Led Zepp station, the legendary 95.5 KLOS.
Robert Plant here, and you're listening to the legendary KLOS.
Call now. You woke up in someone's house.
Yes, I'll call now. 818-955 KLOS.
You weren't stoned. You weren't high.
You woke up in somebody else's house. Call them.
I mean, you know, if the guys from Led Zeppelin want to say something, they're going to say something.
Sure.
We'll just step aside.
Sure. We started this hour talking about a man who woke up in the wrong house. He got the address one number off from his Airbnb.
And the place was unlocked and it's set exactly as promised on the website.
Yep.
It was a bed was made. There was a couple of towels there ready for him.
So he went to sleep there.
Yeah.
And I said, let's take calls from people who aren't drunk or high
when they get into the wrong house,
woke up in the wrong house, because that's what this guy did. He was not drunk or high,
right? He just got the numbers wrong. I'm saying there's no such thing. He's an anomaly. He's the only person in history who
was
sober.
Everybody else who wakes up in the wrong house does so because of substance.
We're wasted in some way.
Yeah
that's my guess.
Well,
my guess.
818-955 KLOS. Hello.
Yeah, I didn't get into the wake up in the wrong house, but I got into the wrong car and started it. Looked around and noticed it wasn't my stuff in the car.
How did you start it? I did that too, by the way. But how did you start it?
With my key.
Your key actually started someone else's car?
It was a Ford Aerostar. Yep.
That's my grandma.
So many of each keys for each thing.
Right, right. And did you didn't drive away? When did you notice it wasn't your car?
I started it and I looked around and I noticed it wasn't my shit in the car and. So I turned it off, locked it up, and
your
left.
Giant bag of weed wasn't in there, and you're like, this is in my car.
No, my kids were little, so I wasn't in.
Ah, okay. Right. I understand that.
I took the wrong car once, but that's because the valet gave it to me.
Yeah.
I'm blaming it on him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Brothers in arms.
Thanks for calling. But you have never wandered into someone else's house.
Nope.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
No, I have not. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Seven. Clogo.
Yo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I woke up in my coworker's daughter's bedroom. It was pink, covered with unicorns. Had no idea how I got there, but it happened.
But were wait, you, were you high or drunk?
Yeah, the night before?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
That's not what we're looking for. We want you to be sober.
See, I'm telling you, there's no such thing.
Sluggo is afraid we won't get any calls
there's
from
no such thing.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. You were sober and you woke up at the wrong house?
No, I'm sorry.
You're right, Sluggo. Yeah, you're totally right.
I don't
right.
think it's going to happen. Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. Maybe?
You were sober?
Maybe. And somehow you woke up in someone else's house?
Sober?
Don't exist. No such thing.
Exist.
Nope. Never happened.
It'll happen.
No way.
Hey, right, listen. Yeah. A guy woke up at the wrong house and was sober.
Yep.
So we're taking calls from people who were sober and woke up at the wrong house.
And so far we've gotten Zippo.
So far there haven't been anybody.
Zilch.
Because everybody it was either drunk or high.
No, I was a little bit high. I was a little bit stoned.
Right.
That doesn't count. Yeah, they're totally sober.
I believe that we will find.
Nope. All right. Your optimism is inspiring, however. That's nice.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You woke up at the wrong house?
No, I actually got in the wrong car.
No, we're looking for a house, though.
Houses,
yeah,
it's
house,
a different
thing. Thank you, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, did I get the cash cow?
That's going to be tomorrow.
We're going to start that tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to start sacrificing that cow tomorrow. I'm going to chop him to pieces and throw chunks of meat
easy,
at you.
Dude.
That's what's going to happen, man.
Oh, man.
Right on, man. Take care. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, I wasn't necessarily the one that walked into the wrong house, but I used to have an apartment where it was kind of a party house, a couple doors down.
Right.
And I don't know what it was, but girls would always just randomly walk into my place and ended up meeting a bunch of them because of that.
I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did you? I mean, I would start like setting up so it's always a party going on just in case that happened. You'd be like, yeah, you're at the right place.
Yeah, that's what I ended up doing later. But I think all of them were drunk. So I don't know if this really falls in your guidelines.
It doesn't, nope. But we
but
approve of what you did.
Yeah, it's closer. Yeah, and well done, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
He was an anomaly. The guy in your story was an anomaly. Nobody goes to sleep in someone else's house without being drunk or stoned.
Maybe. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. I got the wrong house. I woke up in the wrong house.
Wrong house, but you were not drunk or high.
Not drunk or high. No.
How did that happen?
Oh, I got a summer rental down in Florida. Me, the wife, the kids, and the dog, we went down there.
Right.
We got the address, 1589 Sunset Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the house, went in. Beautiful house right on the bay. Got in the place, unpacked. Thought it was our Airbnb, our summer rental. And then the owner came home at like 2 in the morning. We're like, what the hell are you doing in our house?
It's a fish called Wanda.
And I showed him the receipt, and it was 1589 Sunset Avenue, not Sunset Drive.
We got one!
Ha-ha!
He was sober!
Ha-ha!
And he went to the wrong house!
Wow!
We got one!
We should have bet. You would have won $5.
We got one!
Well done, dude.
Thank you for calling.
Woo!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A Florida man wasn't sure that the meth he bought was meth. So he thought maybe it was bath salts. So he called 911 to have the police come out and test it.
And turns out it was meth.
It was meth.
Ha!
And they arrested him. Our friend Kat Corbett called to get us started with the topic of roommates from hell.
Kat.
And as you just heard, one girl's roommate told her that I'm the chosen one and spit on her. That seems bad. And we found the one sober listener who ended up in the wrong house.
I couldn't believe we actually found someone who had been sober. And
then he was sober.
How shocking. I'm shocked. I'm a little disappointed.
Right?
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
2,100,000 copies of the latest single from the Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love, set a new record on this day in rock in 1964 for the most advanced sales in the U.S. ever. Wolfgang Van Halen, born on this day in rock to Eddie Van Halen and Valerie in 1991. For selling 10 million copies in the United States of America, it was on this day in rock in 1999 when Pearl Jam's album 10 was certified diamond.